Now cultivate total commitment. 1. Cyclic existence is a process driven by ignorance. 2. Therefore, it is realistic for me to work to achieve enlightenment and to help others do the same. 3. Even if I have to do it alone, I will free all sentient beings from suffering and the causes of suffering, and set all sentient beings in happiness and its causes. One by one, bring to mind individual sentient beings, first friends, then neutral persons, and then enemies, starting with the least offensive. And repeat these reflections with them. It will take months and years, but the benefit of this practice will be immense. The impact of great love and compassion. Be willing to familiarize yourself with this attitude, taking on yourself the burden of protecting all sentient beings from all problems. Do it repeatedly and with regular analysis. Your empathy will be so great that it will suffuse your entire being. Without any desire for reward, your aim will be solely the development of others, never disheartened or discouraged in your task. Appendix: Reviewing the Meditative Reflections. Part 1: The Need for Insight. Laying the ground for insight to grow. 1. All counterproductive emotions are based on and depend upon ignorance of the true nature of persons and things. 2. There are specific ways to suppress lust and hatred temporarily, but if we undermine the ignorance that misconceives the nature of ourselves, others, and all things, all destructive emotions are undermined. 3. Ignorance sees phenomena which actually do not exist in and of themselves as existing independent of thought. Discovering the source of problems. Consider: 1. Does the attractiveness of an object seem to be integral to it? 2. Does the attractiveness of an object obscure its faults and disadvantages? 3. Does exaggeration of the pleasantness of certain objects lead to lust? 4. Does exaggeration of the unpleasantness of certain objects lead to hatred? 5. Notice how you first perceive an object, then notice if the object is good or bad, then conclude that the object has its own independent basis for existing, then conclude that the object's goodness or badness exist inherently in the object, then generate lust or hatred according to your previous judgment.